Hey guys, my name is Bawa and welcome to Bawa Unfiltered. Hey guys, welcome back to Bawa Unfiltered, and today's topic is Hey guys, today's episode is going to be about hope. I know, right? Like hope, that four-letter word. I don't know what y'all think I'm going to talk about. Like, I'm even wondering what I'm going to say about hope. So let's get it. Hey guys, I bet you've all heard about the COVID-19 going all over the place, and I know some of you listening that are in Ghana right now, we just recorded our first few cases and the panic is high, people are scared, we are all frightened. I just want to shed a little bit of light on everything. Just listen to the instructions. Avoid contacts. Avoid going to crowded and body contact. Like, don't let people touch you. Don't touch people. When you touch someone's car door, you wash your hands. Let's wash our hands very well. Use the sanitizers. You touch something, you clean your hand before you touch yourself or something, so that if you pick this up from where you touched, you quickly get it off. So we just need to listen to what the health personnel are teaching us. The hand washing, the sanitizing, the avoidance of body contact, avoiding crowded places. Let's just heed their preventive measures. Let's follow them by the letter. And also, let's also remember this word that we know in 1 John verses 4. And 1 John chapter 4 verse 4, which says that, he that is in us is greater than he that is in the world. So right now I know we are scared that, is this really the end of the world? Is this disease going to take me out? Is this how I'm going to go out and all of that? Just remember that God is bigger. And I'm not saying that those who got infected and those who died from the disease don't have God or anything. But I'm just trying to remind you of some of the things you have learned, but fear has made you forget. Irrespective of what happens to all of us, let's just continue believing that God is indeed bigger, and He's got all of us covered. His plans for our lives will come to fruition before our lives come to an end. The purpose for which He created us will be fulfilled before our lives come to an end. So if you know deep down within you the purpose for which you were created, the purpose for which you were born has not been fulfilled, then you should know that irrespective of what happens, He's going to keep you safe. You can pray Psalm 91 over you and yours, and I will pray it with you. Right now, we just need to have a little bit of sense and a little bit of faith. That's how I'm rolling in my house. That's how my house is rolling. We have we use the preventive measures, and we also use the Bible. We just listen, common sense and faith work hand in hand. That's what we do in this house. So I'm trying to say, do it in your house too, and we're all going to be all right, okay? And for those who have been infected and are scared, I pray that just as we've heard of cases of people recovering, that you will also recover, okay? Because God is the God of our God. My God is the God of an even now. Like, even now when it looks dark, even now when things seem like there's no hope, even now when you've already been infected and you are thinking, I'm going to die, even in that moment He can do something. So just keep believing in God. Take your meds, listen to the medical personnel's instruction on how to take care of yourself to avoid spreading it to other people. And let's not be wicked, okay? You are sick, and if you are sick, try and cover up. Like, be kind to one another, because I wouldn't cough into the air knowing that I have a cough. It's not nice. I saw a video recently about this guy who was sick or something. He just put his hand in his mouth and his saliva, and he put it all over things that he knows the public will touch. And I think that was evil and that was mean-spirited. Let's not be like that guy, okay? Let us be kind. Let us be compassionate. Let us be our brother's keeper. Make sure that what you can, you where you use, you keep it clean for the next person. So that we try to contain this thing while the experts are trying to find a cure, a vaccine, and all of that, okay? And let's pray too. Let's not leave God out of this. We've left God out of so many things in the world these days, and that's for another day. But let's not leave God out of this. Let's draw closer. And let's not draw closer because this is a pandemic and we are scared of everything. But let's draw closer so that even after the virus has been eliminated, we still look to God. Let this not be a one-off thing, okay? And thank you guys so much for listening. I hope to catch you another time. Thank you so much. Bye. So guys, we're back and let's go. So Hope, what is hope? Hope is a feeling of expectation and desire for a particular thing to happen. And that's good. That's a really good thing. Like, you're hoping to get some money. You're hoping to get your book published. You're hoping to buy your dream house, your dream car, get your dream job. Like, anytime you're expecting something to happen, you're hoping. And also I got this definition from this website, I've forgotten, I'm sorry. It says that in the Bible, hope is the confident expectation of what God has promised, and its strength is in his faithfulness. So this one is saying that, like, yeah, we believe. I think this one is more like trusting in God and God's promises, and knowing that irrespective of what is happening now, as long as God has said that he will do this, he will do it. Good. And okay, so that begs the question, so why do we need to keep hope alive? Because there's this quote that says, without hope, there is no life. Because life is difficult. And we face a lot of obstacles. We have a lot of trying situations coming at us at all angles. And we need to have something to hold on to know that irrespective of what we are facing, what goals we have will actually accomplish them. So that is what hope is. Hope allows us to get this positive outlook irrespective of our current circumstance. So now that we've gotten that covered just a bit, let's go to why. This podcast is originally supposed to be about purpose. So I'm going to do purpose next time with a friend of mine, hopefully. Our schedules allow us to actually meet up to talk about purpose. It's going to be good. I have that said, sorry, interrupting you. Tell you something. I want to have a Q&A with y'all. So if you DM me your questions you want me to answer on that episode, I want to have this getting to know me and kind of Q&A episode. So DM me questions on my Instagram. I am _BAAWA. Same name for Twitter and Snapchat. And also my Facebook name is Mame Bawa Akwaso. The Bawa, as in the Bawa Unfiltered, the Bawa, that's my middle name. So if you search social media, if you see the Bawa, y'all don't know how I look. So my Instagram and Twitter starts with I am, then _, then the Bawa. And Snapchat also has the same thing. Facebook is Mame Bawa Akaka, that's my name. And let's see, what are the, you can email me to at bawaunfiltered@gmail.com with your question. I want to do that
for y'all. So if y'all send in your questions, cool. If you don't send in your questions, cool. I'll figure something out. So thanks. Sorry. Now let's get back to business. So Hope. So the reason why I'm choosing Hope is last week I was having this conversation with a friend of mine. But even way before that, I was seeing a lot of comments on Instagram, people under Instagram posts and on my Twitter timeline about, like, people, they were joking that their God is asleep and things are not going to happen for them. Like, they basically lost hope that the promises that God has made about for them, the promises God has made about their future, about their life, it's not going to come true because it's happening for people. And so they were even saying that there was this post and they were saying that that person is definitely God's favorite because things are really happening for you. And I was like, it hurt me-ish. And it also reminded me of the times I have also thought that way. Those were the times I was barely hanging on to hope and I felt bad because God doesn't play favorite. He just gives his word and we need to believe and we need to have hope and we need to trust him that what he said is true, because the word of God says God is not a man that he should lie. Like me and you, we are men. We are women. Like we are human beings. We can lie. We tell a whole lot of lies. Like there are some people, anytime they open their mouth, it's another lie coming. So there's that issue. And then but when it comes to God, if he says the sun is out, the sun is out. He's not telling lies. The sun, you go out, you say the sun is out. If he tells you that he's going to make you great, he'll make you great. Like if we look at the story of David, we'll get into it, but then just look at the time that David was anointed as king and the time he actually became king. There was a whole lot of waiting in between. And that's the thing. I was telling my friend some months ago that as Christians, we are always in the waiting. We are always waiting on something. Like, most of our lives as Christians and as people is waiting. We are always waiting on something or for something. We are always waiting. You get one breakthrough, you want another thing, and you need to be. But for that thing to manifest, for people to see, you will be in the waiting. Like, you'll be waiting for it. Like, David was anointed to be king. The next day, he didn't become king. It took him a year. Had to go through so much. He had lost. There were times he lost hope, but then there were times things were so hard that he wanted to lose hope. But then he remembered what God had done for him in the past. All the times he'd been faced with all sorts of obstacles that God had come through for him, and that helped him to keep hope alive in his situation. So this is what I want to tell you: God doesn't have favorites. Okay, we are all His beloved. Us all equally. We are all here for different things, and how he go about blessing and helping us achieve our things will always be different, because we are not all called to be the same. Like I said, like I always say, our fingers are not equal. There's no way that our experiences are also going to be equal. That being said, we need to remember. See, when we remember the past, that's why it's important sometimes to take a look at the past. You need to look behind you to see where you come from and where you are going and where you are. It helps, because sometimes when I'm struggling to keep hope alive for a certain situation that I'm in, I think about where I've been and where I am now and where I hope to go. And I see that God has, even if it takes a long time in coming, He always comes through for me. So why do I keep doubting that He's going to come through for me in this particular situation I'm hoping for? And the best attitude when you are waiting is to praise and to be thankful and to just keep on moving. You don't just lay in bed and just be whining and moaning and all of that. You have praise, you have to thank God, you need to be joyful, because you were once upon a time, you were somewhere, let's say you used to be homeless, and then now you are renting a one bedroom apartment, and you actually want to move to a bigger place, because maybe as you have a family now and you guys are not fitting into your one bedroom anymore, you need more space, right? And it's like you're not getting the money, or you're not getting a suitable place to accommodate all of you, so you're so down. And you need to remember that once upon a time you used to not have a place, a roof over your head, and be thankful that even though the roof I have right over my head right now isn't the ideal roof over my head that I want, that should give you hope that you will eventually get a place. I don't know if I'm making sense, but then that's it for me. We need to think about the past in order to, because there have been times that God has come through for you that you have ignored, maybe because it's a little thing, but all the little big things, that's what I call it, all the little big things God has done for you should give you hope that all the really big things you want him to do, he will also do it, as long as it is time. My friend was asking, so when will God's time be? I don't know what God's time will be, but I know that his plans for us, that give us a future and a hope, they are not supposed to harm us. That's what I'm paraphrasing is from Jeremiah 29 verse 11. He's got times and seasons in his hands. Like our lives, from the moment we were conceived in our mother's womb till we were born, to the day we die, it has all been scheduled by God. He knows when what should come into our life. We'll spend a whole lot of our lives waiting on him to come through for us on something. But we need to remember, in order to be able to keep hope going, we need to remember where we used to be. We need to compare where we used to be to where we are now, so that we can know and believe that where we want to be, we will eventually get there. But let me use me as an example. I don't know how many. I don't know if you guys know, but somewhere a few years ago, I was unemployed, and I'm a grown woman, and I'm sorry, y'all. I'm trying to take all the cutting out of my speech. I am sorry for those who are offended by some of my words. I used to be unemployed. I couldn't afford basic stuff, and all like I couldn't afford many things, and I was barely hanging on to it. I believe that God has seen me through even worse situations, because there's been times in my family we've had to go to bed hungry because we couldn't really afford meal. We're having it really rough. Not that things are any better, but we are still getting by, because Jehovah Jireh still has us in his hand, in his eyes. Like his eyes are still on us, so he's still going. So even look at that time that I wasn't bringing any money home, we were just surviving on my mom's income, which was barely enough for 3 children and for 4 people. That's my mom, my sister, my niece, and myself. Like, we're barely hanging on. And now, I have a job, and I can chip in the expenses, and things are somewhat better. They're not as bad as before, so it gives me hope that things are not, like, things can improve. It's not as bad as before. It's not as good as we want it. And it's us hope that we will eventually get there. I, for one, couldn't provide for a lot of my basic needs, and I had to ask my mom for everything when I was unemployed. I really hated it. I really hated asking my mom for all busy things. But now I don't have to do that anymore, and I'm thankful for that. It gives me hope that someday, I can give my mom all the things that she needs without her even asking. Because that's like one of the most important things for me, to make sure that my people are cared for. So if I can do that now and I couldn't do it before, I think I've come for it, and I need to believe God that someday somehow I can even do more. That's me keeping hope alive for that kind of situation. I don't know if that makes sense. Anyone? And also, I just want to tell somebody that is having a hard time keeping hope alive that she just needs to make a conscious decision to count your blessings, name them one by one, and you will see how far you've come in. And it will give you hope that where you want to be, you'll eventually get there, because that's what's been keeping me counting my blessings, being thankful for what I have now as opposed to before. And it actually makes me believe that I will get it. And for those of us who are Christians, who are kind of having fading faith, that God's plan for us to come to, read the scripture, like, stay in His word, okay? Prayer is the best weapon you have. You can just go to Him and be like, Lord, this situation is unbelievable right now, and I need to trust you that you do it for me, and believe it, He will do it. But I need you to help me, help my unbelief for this situation. And if I watch Transformation Churches, shout out to Transformation Nation Churches, Crazy Faith series, the Fading Faith experiment, my God, like, after watching that sermon, I told myself that I can never doubt God again. If He did it before, He's going to do it again. Because we have a God of miracles. Like, He comes through. It's because we put God on our time. That's why we always feel like He's disappointing us, or He has favors and everything. But we need to trust that God is always on time. What we need now, what we think we need now, is we probably know what we really need. Need something else, and only He knows what will happen if He gives us what we want now, as opposed to the 20 things the time is right. And I'll never be able to know when the time is right for God to do the things that only God can do. I can only just believe that His plan for me is perfect, and I cannot do it any other way, because I have done life my way before, and trust me, it was a hot mess. I'm still trying to pick up the pieces of doing life my way. And it's not been easy, but I thank God that He's a God of second chance, and He's given me an opportunity to trust Him with the rest of my life. And that's all I want, to trust Him with the rest of my life, irrespective of how things are looking. So keeping hope also requires of you to trust in the Lord and lean not on your own understanding. It said the Bible says, in all your ways acknowledge Him and He will guide your path. So whatever goals you have, whatever dreams you have, if you leave it in the hands of God, He will give you the things that you want. If you leave it in God's hand, He will actually bless you with what you need that you didn't even know that you needed. For a very long time, what I needed was the love of people, or the love of men, or something like the love of people. Let me just generalize it like that. I didn't know that. I believe that God loved me and all of that, but I didn't know that I needed to believe that He loved me. Doesn't even make sense. After believing and accepting and truly receiving God's love, I feel different. I'm like a changed person. So all along I thought the love of people was what I needed, but that was just something I wanted. What I really needed was to know that, irrespective of who I am and what I do, that God really loves me, and there's nothing I can do to take away from that love, and that gives me peace. So in keeping hope alive, we need to trust in the Lord and lean not on our own understanding. And trusting the Lord is something how do I say it? It's very hard for some of us. I'm going to put myself in it because I have experienced leaving things in God's hand, but it's been a whole different way. Like, it's good, but you know, you have your own idea of what you want, and then when he, that's the way he wants it. It's not like it's bad, but it's not what you want. Like, it's not what you wanted, so you don't know how to. You have that mixed feeling, but eventually you just let it go and accept the thing that he has for you. So, hoping and trusting God go hand in hand for me. And I think if we put our hope, our everything in God's hand, like we just let God be God and we just praise and thank him, pray, do what we gotta do, but then leave it all in his hand. Like we do. I heard this quote, but I don't know if I'm getting it right. Like, we're doing 100%, we are working 100%, and we are trusting God 100%. That's, I forgot what that equated, but it's something pertaining to hope and trust in it. So, let's keep believing and that God will do it for us, because we used to be at one point in our lives, and we are at a different point. Trust me, if you really depend on the Lord, he will not let you down. I know what I'm talking about. There's so much I can say about hope, trust, and but I don't want it to be like, I know what I've been through and how hoping and trusting in God and believing in his promises has worked out for me. I mean, I'm really shaky season right now, but I know that the Lord has done it before and he's going to do it again. I will not allow the storms of life to make me take my eyes off God, because that's what Peter did when he was walking on water. Like, his eyes were on Jesus and he was walking on water. Like, you get me? I mean, who walks on water? I don't know. I ain't never walked on water before. But he believed that he could walk on water, and he was looking at Jesus, and he believed that God, like the power that was in Jesus, was also going to help him walk on the water. And he did. But then he lost sight of Jesus and he looked around him. And he started to drown. That's what happens to us as people. We, as Christians, sometimes we keep our eyes fixed on Jesus, and the moment life starts and the storm starts to rock our boats just a little bit, we lose sight of the one who can do all things, and we try to look around and see how we can save ourselves or how we can do things working for ourselves. And that's when we start to feel like we are drowning, that losing hope and all that. So all I have to say is trust in the Lord. Lean not on your own understanding. In all your ways, acknowledge him. Keep your hope in the Lord, because he will not let you down, not today, not ever. He hasn't done it before, and he will not start doing it now. God has always been by your side. He's always come through for you. He's not going to let you down now. Believe it. Remember where you were, where you are, where you want to go. You are closer to where you want to go than you think. If you start counting your blessings, naming them one by one. You could have been eating just 2 square meals a day, 1 square meal or no meal at all, and now you get to eat 1 or 2. It's better than before. It's not where you want to be, but it's better than before. That means that changes are happening, things are working out for your good. Just keep believing, okay? And thank you all so much for listening to me rant about hope. Don't forget to subscribe to the podcast, and also I have a blog, y'all. My blog is bowerandfilter.wordpress.com. Check it out. And also, don't forget to send in your questions, because I really want this Q&A session to be really cool. So send in your questions, y'all. I want to see what kind of things y'all want to talk about. And also, yeah, I think that's it. So thank you, bye. Thank you.
thank you guys for tuning in to Ball Unfiltered. It's been a great time talking to you. And thank you for subscribing. And catch you next time. Bye.